It is Friday, June 21st, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. Support for KUAF comes from EurekaSprings.org, a website featuring more than 80 bed and breakfasts, historic hotels, lodges, cottages, and cabins, plus information on dozens of restaurants. A Eureka Springs vacation planner, events calendar, and more are available on the web at EurekaSprings.org.
Ahead on Ozarks, we finish our series on the Arkansas Research and Technology Park, and Christina Thomas goes to the farm to find out more about a project connecting U.S. vets to agriculture.
And Becca Martin Brown will give us a guide to a low-cost weekend of entertainment, and Michael Tilley will talk to Kyle about the latest economic numbers for Arkansas and a very odd form of tourism developing to our immediate west.
All of that, plus music from inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio from One Ounce Jig. First, the Bentonville School District is making adjustments after four of its schools were placed on probation earlier this week by the State Department of Education. The probation was a result of some classes at Bentonville High, Old High Middle School, Ruth Barker Middle School, and Brightfield Middle School having one or two more students enrolled in the classes than the state mandated maximum of 28. Mary Lay is the district's director of communications.
We just have made sure that our schedules next year are tight and that we've all talked to the principals, and the curriculum executive director's been on it and is making sure that she has situation, that there are people that are making sure that that doesn't happen again. So we thought you were actually allowed to do that, so it's just a mistake we made. Our students had great instruction and we feel that there wasn't any harm, but we do respect the law and want to be a good example of the law, so we sure won't let it happen again.
She says with the rapid enrollment growth of the school district, balancing student schedules with the amount of teachers available can be difficult.
Let's say a student comes in October and they have 28 students in a middle school classroom and it's just one more student. What we're finding out is then we will have to hire another teacher and break up that classroom to accommodate one or two students. So we were trying to be fiscally responsible, and it's also harder to find good teachers, the best of the best, in the middle of the year. We pride ourselves on hiring the best of the best, and so we always like to hire right away when new teachers are ready to go in the spring. And so when you have to hire in the middle of the year and a new student transfers, it's just more difficult because great teachers are already in the classroom.
In related news, the Benton County Election Commission at its meeting last night put off a decision about using some school facilities as polling places for the upcoming millage election that will take place in September.
Unemployment has risen over the past month in Arkansas. The unemployment rate for May is 7.3%, representing about 97,000 people unemployed and actively looking for work in the state. In addition, the rate for April has been revised upward to 7.2%. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported this morning that 1,189,100 people were employed in the state during the month of May, but that's a decrease of almost 6,000 people from the month of April. In sheer terms of statistical significance, Arkansas's unemployment growth ranked among the top for the month, second only to South Carolina.
Construction of the 71B flyover North Fayetteville will cause a temporary lane shift on College Avenue. The change, which will affect northbound vehicles, will take effect Monday and last through the end of August. The 2013 Arkansas State Highway map is available, according to a release issued by the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department. The map this year includes 30 changes to the statewide map, nearly 50 changes to the insets of major metropolitan areas in the state, and on the cover, a picture of Highway 309 in Mount Magazine. The maps may be picked up at all Arkansas Welcome Centers and at any Highway Department district headquarters.
A judge has sentenced a former East Arkansas legislator convicted of election fraud to 3 years of probation, including 9 months of home confinement. Democrat Hudson Hallam pleaded guilty in September to bribing voters and using absentee ballots to commit fraud in the 2011 election for his seat. He resigned days after pleading guilty. Hallam apologized during his sentencing hearing. He says he violated the trust of his constituents and was ready to accept the consequences. Art English, a professor of political science at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, says a case like this leads to distrust in the system, but it's important to put it in context.
To my knowledge, that was a relatively deviant situation. We don't usually find legislators, attempting to bribe election officials and involve themselves in that kind of situation. But because it has involved a legislator, and because it's such a blatant type of attempt to influence a local election, it's become really big news, and it's, as a matter of fact, it probably has helped, you know, the passage of the voter ID law.
On top of his probation, Hallam was fined $20,000 in order to perform 100 hours of community service.
A year has made a remarkable difference in the drought situation in Arkansas. According to information from the National Drought Mitigation Center, just under 5% of the state is abnormally dry and only 1% of the state under moderate drought conditions. Dry conditions are limited to the southwestern part of the state. At this time last year, 98% of the state was considered abnormally dry and 84% was under moderate drought conditions. Less than 1% of the state was under a severe drought at this time last year.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are on the road this weekend after opening a four-game series last night in Tulsa. The Nats beat the Drillers 4-3. The series continues tonight in Tulsa.
And it will be partly cloudy tonight. Lows from 70 to 74 throughout the region. It's summer, so mostly sunny. Highs from 88 to 92 tomorrow. Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 70s.